At Parker, our purpose is simple. We want to make the world a better place. By working more efficiently, by using more sustainable practices, by developing better technologies, we keep moving forward. With each new idea, innovation, and partnership, we're one step closer to fulfilling our purpose every single day. To find out more, visit parker.com/purpose. Parker, engineering your success.
Save big money on your next project now at Menards. Update your home with low-maintenance vinyl windows from Jeld-Wen. They're durable, energy efficient, and are low maintenance. Menards carries over 100 different size and style options in stock, ready to take home today. Save big on Jeld-Wen windows now at Menards. And don't forget to check out our flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
Hello, Allison.
Hello, Timothy.
You're back.
I wasn't really gone. Okay, here's the honest truth. I slept through it last week.
Every time you're not on an episode, people come and check the basement. They think I've buried you in the...
Just check under the covers. That's probably where I'd be.
Well, I'm glad you're back.
Thank you.
Welcome to Strange Familiars, everyone. Tonight will be the first of two episodes where Chad and I explore an area of Michaux Forest known as Camp Michaux. How'd it get that name?
I don't know. Is this like summer camp or like long time ago Revolutionary War POW kind of camp?
World War II POW camp.
A prisoner of war camp.
Mm-hmm. Well, the ruins thereof.
Oh, okay.
It was a CCC camp in the early 1900s. It was a prisoner of war camp during World War II. And after that, it was like some church groups took it over or something.
Isn't it funny how like the church groups move in for cheap real estate and it's like, let's put a fun time summer camp in this area where people are prisoners of war. I mean, not to be sympathetic to enemy prisoners of war, but it is funny.
Before we get to that, I want to thank our patrons. Thank you so much, patrons. Thank you for everything you do. Thank you for your support. This isn't just something I say. This is absolutely the truth. We couldn't do Strange Familiars without your help. So thank you for everything you do. If you like what we do and you'd like to get more content, you can become a patron at Patreon. It's patreon.com/strangefamiliars. All of our patrons get commercial-free versions of the weekly episodes and two full extra episodes of Strange Familiars every month. You can become a patron at Patreon. It's patreon.com/strangefamiliars. All right, let's get into this on-site episode. The first part that we're doing this week was recorded almost a year ago, and then next week's is a little bit more recent. We went back in November, but I haven't even begun to edit that yet, so I'm not sure what that's going to be. We'll find out.
You were there, though, right?
Oh, I was there. It was a weird night. There was crazy stuff happening, but I never know what the recorder picks up until I go to edit it.
Sometimes more, sometimes less.
Exactly. We'll see next week. But let's get to part one. Chad's here. How you doing, Chad?
Awesome.
Chad's in the studio. I don't even have to phone him in tonight.
It's been a while.
It has.
Has it been all the way back since when we did the Pandemonium episodes?
The last time you were in the studio, I think we were running through Pandemonium and commenting on all the different
sounds. Three years?
I think maybe. It's been a while.
Oh, my God. I can't believe we've been doing this. I've been doing this with you this long.
Right? What is that about? Time is flying.
Yes, it is.
Well, we're not here to talk about Pandemonium, but another place. Another CCC camp.
Yeah? Yeah? Another haunted forest.
You took me to this place during the day. See, you've been there more than me. So I think you got confused as to how many times we were there and when we were there and stuff. You took me there during the day one time. We were just, I don't know if we were going to Harry Springs or somewhere else. And you were like, have you ever been to Camp Michelle? I was like, no. And we stopped in real quick. And we kind of did a daytime quick tour, kind of walk through it and everything. But then we went back at night. And that's what we'd be going over. This was from April 23rd, 2022. So almost a year
ago. Yeah, I was going to say this was about a year ago.
And we had done, I think, two or three other things the same night. This was the last thing we did. We went to Dark Hollow. We didn't go all the way in.
Okay.
Remember, this is my foot. I had hurt my foot.
I remember now.
And this was like the first kind of major hike since hurting my foot. So we didn't go all the way into Dark Hollow. We went like, I think, three quarters of the way.
Yeah. Probably. Yeah. That's a haul.
Then we went somewhere else. Did we go down to Pond Bank that night? We went somewhere else. Camp Michelle was the last thing.
We didn't go to Harry Springs that night, did we?
We might have. I know we did. We did three things.
We went to Pond Bank.
And I know Camp Michelle was the last thing we did.
Yeah.
We were kind of tired.
Yeah, I sound exhausted.
There'll probably be more than two shows, but there's two shows. We went back again in November of 2022. I haven't gone through that audio yet. That was a crazy night.
Yeah.
We'll talk a little bit about that after we talk about this. So Camp Michelle, we explain it on the recording, was a CCC camp, was a POW camp, then was a like a Christian day camp kind of place.
I think up to the 70s.
When's the first time you went?
Years ago. I've been there a couple times. I've camped behind it.
Yeah, so the AT, the Appalachian Trail, is not too far from there.
The AT actually goes up behind it. It goes around, comes up around the back, and then it actually crosses the road up the hill. So Camp Michelle is literally on Camp Michelle Road. And it goes up a hill, if you remember. And the AT goes around the back of it and then comes across the road above the camp. It might have been partially on the grounds. I mean, the AT didn't exist. Well, yeah, it did exist then because it was back in the 30s.
Yeah.
But the AT's been rerouted multiple times.
That's true, too.
So it might have been there in the 40s when it was a World War II camp. But also Sunset Rocks Trail kind of goes through Camp Michelle.
Okay, is that the one we kind of walk down to get to?
You go through Camp Michelle, and then you go across that bridge, and then you hit Sunset Rocks Trail, and that takes you to a shelter. There's actually a shelter way in the back behind Camp Michelle, and it's called Tom's Run Shelter because the creek that flows by Camp Michelle is called Tom's Run. And we have camped multiple times back in that shelter. So that also is an area where, as I was hiking in one time, this was years ago, back through Sunset Rocks Trail, I went past Camp Michelle, and it was early in the morning. I was going to gather material, told poplar bark, and actually saw a mountain lion.
Oh, really?
What I think was a mountain lion. So whenever I say I saw a mountain lion in Michelle, that's where it happened.
Oh.
So multiple weird stuff has happened in that area.
When you camped there, did anything strange ever happen?
No.
Not that you were...
Yeah. No. And this was before I even met you. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, nothing that I can remember ever happened strange other than, you know, we were camping literally in freezing rain.
Mm-hmm.
And the one guy we ended up camping with was a little bizarre. But but no, not that I can think of. Also in that area, it used to be a farm. Because there was a barn literally across the road from from the camp, and that used to be part of the ironworks. It was for the ironworks.
Oh, was it?
Yeah. Yeah. So people have been living in that kind of, I guess it's kind of a valley. Would you call it a valley?
Well, there's the one mountain.
Yeah.
I guess it would be.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess so.
Yeah. Have been living there for a while.
And it's not terribly far from the furnace there from...
No, it's up from Pine Grove Furnace.
Pine Grove Furnace, sorry. Yep. I was grasping for the name. Yep. I was going to get it.
It's a little ways from Caledonia, but no, it's very close.
All right, but let's go ahead and play this intro. One thing I want to say is this was one of your creaky boots.
Yes, times. This is when I had just gotten the boots. They weren't quite broken in, so...
So there's some creaky boots, and there's bullfrogs.
Mm-hmm.
And there's peepers.
Mm-hmm.
So... when you're listening for anomalous sounds, take that into consideration. So this is part one. We get there, we read, I think, the sign there, and we kind of go back into the camp. So we are at Camp Michaud. And if you have the Strange Familiars High Strangeness Tour shirt, it's on the back. We've been here before. I don't think we recorded when we were here. Or if we did, we never published it.
Recorder back in the truck.
This is a World War II POW camp, or the ruins thereof.
It was a CCC camp before that. And was a church camp after that. After it was a World War II camp.
Let's see if I might just read this sign for the listeners here. This is the site of Pine Grove Furnace, Prisoner of War Interrogation Camp, 1943 to 1945. Here the U.S. War Department operated a clandestine facility where military intelligence officers interrogated enemy prisoners. During its 30-month existence, thousands of German and Japanese prisoners were questioned here in an attempt to learn about the Axis war effort and the development of new weaponry. From 1787 to 1919, the site was a farm serving the iron industry. The Civilian Conservation Corps operated Camp S-51PA here from 1933 to 1942. Following the war, it became Church Camp Michaud. 1946 to 1972, a cooperative effort of the United Church of Christ and the United Presbyterian Churches, the area is now a protected area within Michaud State Forest.
So it's a historical area. That's like the ground floor would have been here, would have been up off the ground.
Mm-hmm.
That was a support for the floor. That's why the steps are up there.
We should do a ghost box session here one time.
Did you bring the ghost box?
It's always with me, but I don't have it on my person currently.
I don't have my headphones with me.
Yeah, it's all right. With some other time. It's getting late anyway. I'll do kind of a quick jaunt here.
Well, what I want to show you is off this trail a little bit, up to a spot you never were at yet. When we get up there, you need to be careful, because if you fall into the pond, you're done.
Cool.
That's the medallion. It's hard to read, but it says like POW and all that on it. This is actually an old road. It's blacktop.
Enjoy. Do not destroy.
I showed you the fountain, right?
I think so.
There's pieces of the...
Yeah. We came in from... Did we come in from the back side of it?
No, we always came in from this way.
All right. It looks different at night.
Yeah. There's pieces of the flag in the fountain.
Yeah.
You can put the pieces. We're going to go up that hill here a little bit. So there's a spot where the dam diverts the water. And there's a... That was definitely something moving through the woods. The spot where the dam diverts the water. There's an old pond in there. And there's actually a basement. And down in that basement is actually... like an old cabinet or something like that. I've gone down in. And the last time I was here, there was freaking voices coming out of it.
That was during the day, right?
During the day.
course, where we're entering is where I heard the noise.
We don't want to go up that way. It's up this way more.
So that part ends with a bullfrog pretty prominently, and I'll just go ahead and play the bullfrog three times. That's what that sound was, but we'll go ahead and play it here. All right, so you specifically wanted to go to this one place that you'd been to before.
Mm-hmm.
I guess it's maybe a pool, or I was calling it a cistern.
I've been trying to figure out, like, on the map what it used to be,
mm-hmm.
and I think I got an actual map of the place, and at the time, I thought what it was a cistern, because there's, like, a system of dams.
Yeah.
That multiple dams on Tom's Run, one of them still stands, so when you walk there, it looks like a little waterfall, and that would direct the water up, because that was the source of water for the camp,
mm-hmm.
was the creek. There was a swimming area down by the creek, which was another dam. And with all the multiple pipes and all that, they were sticking out of the ground and all there. I thought that was where their cistern was, what mm-hmm. would deflect the water. But I think now, as I've done more research, I think it's a pool.
Wow. It's not a big pool.
No. Well, you know, it's been, I don't know how many years.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I have to do a little more research, but it's either they're part of the water system or it's part of the pool, mm-hmm. one of the two.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure one of the viewers might know, and if they do, that would be awesome if they contact us and give us a better idea, because just with all the multiple research we do on different topics, that's something I still am trying to get a better feel for.
Right.
And it's hard to explore that place in the summer because it gets so overgrown.
Mm-hmm.
So overgrown.
Yeah.
So
we're making our way around the camp, and we were kind of heading towards that cistern area because you had another experience kind of recent to that
mm-hmm.
when we got there. So let's just play this next section, and then we'll play in a little clip after that. So you end that section saying, "What was that?" And as far as I can tell, this is what you were talking about. Any clue?
No clue.
Yeah, that one
is bizarre.
Yeah, that one stumped me.
And when you're listening to the footage before you play it three times, you can actually hear it pretty clearly, because on my way here, I was listening to it in my vehicle, and I could hear it over the speakers of the car, and I'm like, what is that? You know what I mean? To me, when I first reheard it, I was like, it sounded almost like a cough of a mountain lion or something like that, so I was listening to those noises. It wasn't that. It's a little too lower pitched, but it sounds like a grunt or a growl or something like that. It's definitely not one of the bullfrogs.
Let me play it again.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a stumper.
So I don't remember if when I said what the F is that, if that was I heard, because that actually happened after I heard something.
So okay, so that's the thing I pulled out after. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I don't know if I heard something walking
mm-hmm.
or if I heard another call.
There's definitely a part in there where you said, you know, I heard something walking. I mm-hmm. couldn't pull that out. I couldn't
find it. Yeah, there was a lot of noise, background noise.
But yeah, this one is, I don't know.
That is definitely a head scratcher.
Yeah, I don't know. All right, we're continuing to this area with the pool / cistern / stagnant water.
What? Yeah, oh yeah, it's pretty nasty.
What'd you hear? There's definitely deer tracks there. Let's go this way.
We'll definitely know when we're near it because you'll hear water running.
And at the end of that clip, I just have this labeled as EVP-1. You can hear movement. I think that you hear us moving. That's not what I'm talking about. Kind of like a whispery sound with it. And it just stood out to me. I don't know if that's anything.
And that was as we were entering the area.
I think so. I think we're getting closer.
Yeah, we weren't at the hole yet.
Yeah, we're getting closer to it. Oh, yeah, I'll just play it again for the listeners. Might be nothing, but again, it's not the movement. It's that kind of whispery.
Now, to me, that almost sounds like another growl that kind of matches.
It might be
the second clip that you're playing.
Yeah, it really might be. I don't know.
Me, that's what it sounds like to me.
Mm-hmm. All right, so we get to this pool, cistern, whatever area.
So what it basically is it looks like a dam in the ground, like a concrete dam, and then it has like a pad. Yeah. And on the other side of that dam is just some of the nastiest water.
Just stagnant.
Stagnant.
Still water.
Still water. And then under that pad is a room.
Yeah.
That's underground.
Yeah.
A basement or something like that. So when you go to the other side of it, there's a hole there, which I think actually were a set of steps. Because the dirt that goes down there goes at an angle. Yeah. So I think there was a set of steps and the dirt had just worked its way.
Be steps under that dirt.
I think so.
Yeah.
That's what I think.
Yeah.
It's made out of cinder block.
Mm-hmm.
And then when you look at that down inside there, you see a room. And then there's water always constantly building up and it floods into that room underneath there. And then down inside there is an old like cabinet. Almost like, I don't want to call it like a set of shelves, but it's almost like something like you'd see in like a medical cabinet or something. Mm-hmm. Or like if you had like one of those things in your kitchen that had like a cupboard and then also a set of shelves.
Yeah.
And then like an old metal chair. And then there's just mud all over the bottom of it.
Yeah. I think one of the two times we were there, it was really filled up.
Mm-hmm.
Like really filled up. How far in? You went down. Did you actually go in before?
The first time I went down there, I went all down to the bottom. I did not go into, like I went down to the bottom of what would have been the steps. So it'd be like if you ascend a step, if you have a set of the cellar steps outside your house, I ascended, went down to the bottom of the cellar steps, and I was at the very tip of that room. And I just couldn't get myself to go into the room because it's just not, it doesn't feel right.
Yeah. What did you think of my idea of magnet fishing that area?
I think it's a good idea.
Yeah.
I'd be curious to see
what we pull out of there.
Now, are you talking on the other side of the little dam? Or are you talking?
No, I was like, talking the room.
The room?
Yeah.
That'd be interesting.
Just throw that magnet in there and pull out and see what we pull out.
But yeah, I was in there and it just didn't feel right. And then I tried to get out and it was hard as heck to get out.
Yeah, you said you had to be helped up.
Yeah, yeah. My friends helped me out. I think it was my cousin, me, Tom, and another friend of mine, and we were hiking in, and we just kind of we were exploring the ruins
because
it's pretty big. I mean, at that time, I hadn't really explored that part of the ruins of the camp, and I went down inside there, and they actually had to help me get out because I couldn't get out. So,
and there was a time between that and this time that we're talking about, this time from last year, April 23rd, 2022. You had been during the day, I think.
Yeah.
And you just met a random stranger or something on the trail, didn't you?
I was out hiking, and I was gathering materials. I was getting some work because there's a big grove. It's one of them spots where I can gather like a lot of stuff, like different barks, different stuff that I use for, you know, the woodsman stuff I do.
Right.
So it's easy access. I can get in there and get a lot of stuff in a short trip. I don't have to hike miles and miles or, you know. And I went up there to check it out, and I ran into this person, and they were there. And this guy was like, yeah, he goes, this place is weird, you know. And it was making weird noises coming out of the hole during the day. And it just had a very odd, strange feel to it.
Yeah.
You know, and it sounded like there were voices coming out of this hole. And
this was broad daylight.
This was broad daylight. It was like 1 o'clock in the afternoon or something like that. They were just like, this doesn't feel right. And I'm like, yeah, yeah. You know, they were there exploring it when I got there. Oh,
okay. So they were, okay.
They were there. And I was just like, well, you know, why are you checking this out? They go, well, I was checking out the ruins and, you know, and I thought it was you yelling.
Oh, okay.
Or whatever.
So this person heard their voices before
you even. Yes. Oh, wow. So there was more than one person that heard voices. They thought they heard voices. And then I came up and I'm like, hey, how's it going? They're like, were you yelling? I'm like, no. And they're like, well, I keep hearing voices from this hole.
Wow.
And I look down inside there. I'm like, oh, yeah, I've been down in there. I say, this place, this little spot.
Yeah.
It's a spot, really. We shouldn't even call it a place because it's a spot.
Yeah.
And well, I guess it's what? What would you say? It's like 30 yards by 30 yards, if even that?
Yeah, I guess so.
It's
Yeah.
Yeah. It's not huge. Because the rest of the camp doesn't have that feel to it.
Not that feel.
No.
There was, now I'm getting confused. I don't remember if it was the first or second time we went going into, I think it might have been the second time we went.
I know what you're talking about.
As we were walking
into it. That was the second time.
That
was the second time.
Kind of creepy stuff happening around us.
Mm-hmm. That was the second time. Mm-hmm. That's when it got a little off the wall and things were more active. But most of the time, the rest of the camp,
even that time, when we got to the pool, it was way crazier than the other areas.
Yeah.
It's just kind of going into it, there was some stuff.
It was bizarre. But no, this guy was like really weirded out. And I'm like, well, you know, just strange things happen, you know. And I didn't tell him who it was or anything. He didn't know who I was. I was just some random hiker.
Yeah, just somebody you met.
Yeah. And I'm just like, yeah, this is a bizarre place. So I got a little experience with this kind of stuff. I said, this just doesn't feel right. And they left, and I hung around a little bit just trying to figure out. And I thought I heard people talking, like, further down on the trail. Because it's not that far from the kind of main trail, really.
Yeah.
And there was nobody there. So it sounded like it was coming from out of the hole. And this was 1 o'clock in the morning, or during the day. In the
afternoon, yeah.
In the afternoon.
Wow.
So it's...
Yeah, it's a weird place.
It is really weird.
It's a weird place. All right, so this next section is us at... that area.
At the spot.
At this spot with the pool cistern. And
yeah, whatever it is.
The underground room.
At Parker, our purpose is simple. We want to make the world a better place. By working more efficiently. By using more sustainable practices. By developing better technologies. We keep moving forward. With each new idea, innovation, and partnership, we're one step closer to fulfilling our purpose every single day. To find out more, visit parker.com/purpose. Parker, engineering your success.
Save big money on your next project now at Menards. Update your home with low-maintenance vinyl windows from Jeld-Wen. They're durable, energy efficient, and are low maintenance. Menards carries over 100 different size and style options in stock, ready to take home today. Save big on Jeld-Wen windows now at Menards. And don't forget to check out our flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
Let's go up around this upper section and we'll drop down into it. I know it's up here somewhere. It's just, it's hard to find it at night. Not trudging through a freaking swamp, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Watch this wall. I originally found it with Tommy.
Who is that?
Let's go over here. It's not too far off that trail that we came in.
It's along here somewhere. I'm just gonna find it. Yeah, it's pretty creepy. You hear that? Very, very distant cry or scream.
I heard a growl, but that could be a bullfrog. Yeah, this is it here. Found it. The holes over here, the basement's over here. Be careful here.
What am I being careful of?
Like holes like that, there's wells here too. And you don't want to fall the hell in that. Here's the basement. This is a room below us.
Yeah, I can hear it's hollow.
And you can see, come over here, you can shine down even better. There's a hole here, see? This is what I want you to watch out for stuff like this. That's a well. If you go down in there, you can see the, right there's the old cabinet. If you get down low, you can see down in there, it's a room. See it?
Yeah.
So I've gone down in there twice, and the last time I was in there.
I was getting good audio. Up here.
Yeah, go ahead. The last time I was here during the day, you could hear voices down inside there. There's an old door down there.
Yeah.
So there probably were steps and went down that at one. This area's freaky. This is like a freaky spot.
Catching eyeshine off of frogs in the pond.
Oh yeah?
Yeah. I think it's frogs.
I don't know how deep this is, and I don't want to find out.
Yeah, me either.
weird frog.
Yeah. Watch my back. I'm going to get a little bit more audio here now.
Every time I go to go down in here, that's when it gets...
Yeah, let's not do that right now.
Yeah, see now I'm getting weird vibes coming up from there. Is you?
Yes, yeah, very much so. Yeah, that's why I said let's not do that right now. I'm not feeling it.
I got every hair standing on my end now.
Yeah.
How's it now? Go this way, so we'll take a straight back down the trail. Way out. Yeah, whatever's in there doesn't like to be disturbed. Watch the hole. This is very much walk where I walk, okay?
Mm-hmm.
How the peepers just like picked up all the time.
Yeah.
If you go that, keep going that way, that will take you to the creek where the bridge is that goes across where the dam. So the dam pushes the water up to there, and then that fed the waterworks for all this place. And this is way out. This looks different during the day.
Yeah. Yeah, honestly, I wasn't that creeped out until we got to there, to that basement.
That's what I'm saying. It's the rest of the camp's okay. It's that spot.
I mean, yeah, it's a little creepy, but it wasn't like that got overwhelming. Like that was,
that's what I said. That's what happened during the day. So I went to go down. I've been down in there twice. The first time, that's an old pond. That's the swimming hole. That's where they would swim. First time I found that, I went down inside, and I had to have the guys pull me out. I couldn't get back out. And then the second time I tried to get back in there, that's when it got freaky. I was hearing more voices, and then I just had that same feeling that we just had back there. But it feels fine now.
Yeah, there was definitely a get out vibe there.
I think it's funny, twice I tried to go down, each time I tried to go down, the owl hoot is just...
Yeah.
What's that? A synchronicity or what?
I don't know. Must have been a big owl too, because he had some protection.
Part of me wants to go back and try again. I definitely had to get out vibe.
Yeah. Let's go with your gut on that one.
I just think it's weird, like they left that cabinet behind that down in there.
Yeah. That's a really weird place right there. That is like big time.
Woo?
Yeah.
Well, I've learned to trust my gut and my feelings, and that's definitely active. Whatever's there is not friendly either.
Yeah, it was, like I said, seldom have I gotten a get out vibe. And when you started to go down in there, that was like, it just got like full, like, get the hell out of here.
That's twice it's been like that. Once during the day, broad daylight.
Yeah.
Like, 1 o'clock in the afternoon, for all daylight. And
Now I'm going to theorize. Where do you think the interrogations happened?
Maybe. Yeah, I don't know.
A lot of people just think that Japanese prisoners were here.
They wouldn't think that Germans were here, but there were Germans here.
As you read.
Yeah.
I know there was a local legend that two of them escaped. They didn't get too far. They got in the mountains, and after a while, they came back.
My dad grew up across the street from that POW camp.
Did he?
Yeah, in Maryland.
Well, something just crossed the road. That could have been an animal. Those eyes. The old house is up here. What's left of the barn's up there. So this is the old farmstead right here.
What did you feel?
So we were walking through the main part of the prisoner camp. And it's a little creepy, but just kind of regular, just nighttime in a weird area, kind of creepy, right?
Right.
Not like...
nothing we haven't dealt with before.
And then... when you found the trail to it, before you even said this is the place, my heart sunk. I went, ugh. And then you said, like, this is the place. I kind of already knew from my feeling. Honestly, I was like, I bet that's the place. Before you even said it, I'm thinking that. And you're like, oh, yeah, this is the place. And we walked up to it, and I was already on edge. I was on edge the minute we got there. But not like uncontrollably, you know what I mean? Like just like pay attention on edge, you know, like keep your wits about you. That's why I asked you to watch my back when I held the recorder down. Mm-hmm. I just didn't feel right.
No, it unnerves you.
Yeah. But then when you started to walk down in there, I just got this feeling just like, no,
exactly.
No. And that's why I was like, let's not do that right now. You could probably hear it in my voice, maybe on the recording. I was like, let's not do that right now. And I'm glad you agreed with me, because you were just like, yeah, I don't think I, yeah.
Was that, now let me ask you
and
this.
And then I got the feeling like, you go. Enough of you two here. You
after know? The second time I tried.
Yes, yeah.
Because I tried twice.
Yeah, yeah, it was the second time that was like, really, like let's not. Yeah. And it didn't even occur to me that the owls were... the owl was sounding off at the exact same time. Both times you tried to go down there.
So were you unnerved because of the owl? Or were you just...
no.
Because of the feeling coming out of that hole?
Yes. Yeah. Yeah, it felt like there's something in there that we don't want to discover right now.
Exactly. Exactly. Both times I've been down in there. The first time I didn't go into there. I never went into there because it's full of water.
Uh-huh.
The floor, like the water from that pond goes into
it's like
that.
Seeping into it. Yeah.
Into the basement. You can hear it go. It like rushes.
Uh-huh.
I got to the edge of where the doorway was the first time when I was with my friends. And I had to help. Those guys had to help me get the heck out because it's hard to get out. The second time I went in there, the second time I went to there during the day, this first time I was here at night. I went up there, and it sounded like there was voices coming out of the hole. Now, right away, I'm thinking it's just water running.
Right.
Because, you know, water running can sound like voices. So I tried to go down in, and I couldn't get myself to go down in. Like, I had that feeling like, nope, don't do it. I tried twice, and then when the second time, I was like, yep, time to leave, because it just felt menacing.
Yeah. Menacing is a good word.
It was very menacing.
Yeah.
Whatever's in there is not nice.
Yeah. And that's a good word for it. And like I said, it's a different get out than like, so like when we say it's time to go at site 7, it's kind of just a mutual thing. Like, yeah, I think we're done. Right. It's usually not like we got to go now. Right.
Unless it huffs at me or something like that.
But I'm saying usually. Usually. Like most times it's just like an agreement. Like, yeah, I think it's time to go. You know what I mean? It's not like, let's hop in the truck and get the f*** out.
If the truck had been within 10 feet of that, I'd have hopped in the truck and said, let's go. Like, because, yeah, that was not a pleasant place.
Now, do you think that bear's coming back?
Yes, I do. It's our job. My heart sinks as I say yes. We need to go back because
Yeah, it's.
But yeah, it's my job. So yeah, but we also need to pay attention to our gut. Like, there's no reason.
Yeah,
if we're both getting the feeling to get out, there's no reason.
For that's the second time I've had the feeling like it's time to leave. Mm-hmm. Like, whatever was in there was like, I don't want messed with. Get out of here.
Yeah.
And you have to get out, and it's not just the hole, you got to get out of the area.
Yeah, I agree.
But that was weird that the owl hooted.
Yeah.
Each time I tried.
Yeah.
And it was loud.
Oh, yeah, it was a very loud owl.
Loud hoo.
Yeah.
You know?
No, yeah, it was a very loud owl.
And I couldn't tell, it sounded like it was coming from the mountainside, from the creek side, where there's a mountain up against the creek there.
Mm.
But it was loud.
Yeah.
And then hopefully you caught movement of whatever was in the woods there when we were walking along the creek.
Yeah.
That was weird. We went in there. We saw nothing.
No.
So, odd little place.
Yeah, it is. It's interesting.
I think we have another spot to...
Yeah, we got to poke at it a little bit.
See what we...
Respectfully poke at it.
Yes. As Tim does a bow as he says that. No, I'm not going to... I want to be respectful to the, you know, because it's a historical site.
Right, yeah.
Once again, you can come visit the place. But there's maps and stuff. I know where they are, so I'm going to pull up maps so we can know exactly what we're looking at there. So I think that's probably a good idea.
Yeah, agreed. Every time, and it's hard to pick this out in the recording.
Mm-hmm.
I remember this as I was editing these. Yeah, you mentioned it. Every time you tried to go down in there, an owl would go off.
I know.
Very forceful, very loud owl. And he said, every time, he's like, every time I try to go down there, I didn't want to spend any time in this area that
no.
night. I remember
no.
I was just like, nah, this is not good. Whatever is going on here, this mm-hmm. is, I'm not feeling good about this. On our subsequent visit, we went, and in fact, got the ghost box and went back, you know, so we spent a lot more time in that area in our November visit.
Mm-hmm.
But in this visit, maybe it's because I was tired. It was, like I said, it was the last place of three places we went, but I just was not really feeling it at all.
No.
Every time you tried to go down there, this owl would sound off. I was able to pull one instance of the owl out. So it was very loud. It was very close. I'm not saying it's not an owl, but that owl was loud. It was forceful, and its timing was immaculate.
It was very uncanny.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Another sound I pulled out of that, and I just called this a submarine bleep. You know, it sounds like in a movie when you have the submarine, they have the sonar.
Yeah. Sound. Yeah. The sonar noises.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. Here it is.
That's weird.
That was in that area.
Now, could that have been a distorted owl hoot?
Maybe. I mean, but I don't know.
That is a weird one.
Yeah.
It has that kind of tone. Ooh, you know what I mean?
Maybe.
But it still has like a little beeps before it and after it.
Yeah.
That's a bizarre one.
Yeah.
I don't remember hearing that at all.
No, I didn't hear it until we didn't comment on it. It's just a sound I pulled off.
Where was that at to context it? When was that?
That was in the, we were recording and I was trying to get audio of just the water flowing down just because it sounded
cool. So you were
cool.
near the hole.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. We call it the hole, but it's a stairwell, I guess, really was what it is.
Yeah, it was near that.
Oh, that's so weird.
Or it was, I mean, we were right there. It was just,
mm-hmm.
I think I was getting the better recording
away from it a little bit. Yeah, yeah, not on top of it.
Yeah. So I was just kind of holding it, and I think it was when I asked you to watch my back, so I just wanted to get some
clear audio. I remember.
So, yeah, I mean, but it's like, that's a weird sound. I mean, if there was an owl down in the hole, I would say, you know, yeah, maybe that's it. You know what I mean? Because it's got that echo of that
but
of
the no, chamber. It, what's weird is the noises that come from it, you can hear them further away than if you're up on top of it.
Mm.
So if you're on it, honestly, when I'm standing on it, or like if I'm standing beside it, looking, listening down inside, it almost sounds like voices talking.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I chalk that up to water running.
Right.
Because sure. Water can mm-hmm. sound like voices.
Mm-hmm.
But most of the time, it's like more of a, like a, almost like a toilet flushing, because it's like the water builds and then it just,
mm-hmm.
But you hear that kind of almost like voices. But when you're away from it, I don't know, 5-10 feet, you really can hear it.
Mm-hmm.
Coming yeah. out. So yeah. I don't know if that's just because of the way the sound travels there, but it's I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know.
That's a different one.
Speaking of bleeps and blips, I have this I have it Camp Michaud blip. That's what I called this. It's another, sounds like maybe electronic kind of sound.
And that one's deeper.
Yeah.
That's weird.
Yeah. I mean, that might be something hitting something or
yeah.
maybe.
Yeah.
Peepers tend to go peep, peep, though. They don't tend to just hit one peep like that. But maybe it's that. But
now, just to mention something, mm-hmm. I mentioned there was a shelter
mm-hmm.
far from that or near there. But the sound, it's not that close that you would hear people from the shelter.
Mm-hmm. Right.
It's
right.
back in a ways.
Mm-hmm.
The sound wouldn't travel through those woods to there. I mean, could it? It would have to be a really, really loud noise mm-hmm. to travel that distance.
Yeah, I think it would be clearer that it was.
That was from there.
Yeah. So the last clip I have, I just have it unknown voices. I don't know if it's actually voices. This is, I think, as we were going away from that area,
mm-hmm.
headed back to the vehicle. In the background.
Yeah. Yeah. And you can hear one little peep in there, too.
Yeah, there's a peeper, definitely. Let's keep playing.
I let it play a couple of times. And there was nobody else there that night.
No. No. So, that was our first visit. It was interesting. I have not listened to the audio to our November visit yet, so I don't know if there's sounds to pull out, but we can give a preview. A lot crazier the second time.
Oh, yeah.
A lot crazier.
Yes, very much so.
I don't know. We got sounds. Again, I don't know if they're on the tape, but we definitely heard sounds. Mm-hmm. We smelled something that kept coming back. We would leave the area and go back. It was just in that area.
Mm-hmm. As soon as we walked in the area, we smelled it.
Yeah, and then we would leave and come back. It'd be there and nowhere else in the camp because we had to walk through the camp to get back to the truck. So we went to go get the ghost box, remember?
Mm-hmm.
Came all the way back to do a ghost box session there and smelled it again.
Mm-hmm.
Had a really interesting ghost box session that seemed to address specifically that hole and that area.
Yeah.
And I hope the sounds we heard, I hope some of them are on there. Again, I haven't listened to it yet. I'm going to edit it for next week. But hopefully some of the sounds we heard, we captured. If not, we have a story to tell either way.
Yeah. Yeah. I think there was lights, too, before we went in.
I think. Yeah. And remember.
Up in the tree.
Yep. That by the truck, we kept seeing.
Is that was before we even went in.
And after.
Yeah.
Because we were standing around just talking
mm-hmm.
before we got back.
Sorry, we told something that we shouldn't have told, but well, that's okay.
Yeah.
So, yeah, the whole camp was active that time.
Yeah, it was.
But that area.
Oh, that area is something.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because there's other buildings. Like, there's another kind of ruin. Remember?
Cause there's all kinds of ruins.
But, I mean, there's, like, you can kind of climb into the sort of, I don't know if it's the basement or the lower floor of it or something.
Yeah, it used to be.
And I was like, oh, let's stop here. And I thought I'd get the same kind of feeling. And it really didn't.
No.
It was just, you know, I climbed under there and stuff. And there wasn't much to it. But,
no.
Yeah, there's that's areas.
And it's not nice. That area is not nice. Like, we even say that, like, the feeling in that spot's not nice. And when I was listening back to it, when you sent it to me, I was like, wow. I think I even mentioned it on the recording. I said, the peepers and all that got really crazy when we had the feeling to leave. It was like everything kind of built up, you know.
Yeah.
Which is weird.
Yeah, it is weird. So hopefully you'll be back next week, Chad.
Yeah.
We can discuss our second visit to the area.
Yeah. And I think we're going to do more.
Oh, yeah.
This is something we were kind of holding on to, but
yeah exactly. Yeah, well, we knew we were going back. That's the first part. You're like, wait, we go back again before you publish that episode. Mm-hmm. So then Pandemonium part, you know, your return trip to Pandemonium happened, and I just never got to editing this. So we'll talk to you next week, Chad. Hopefully we'll have a lot more audio to go through.
Yeah, but we'll see if we phone me in. Yeah. ET foam home.
Hey, what's going on at Ruck Rabbit? Anything good?
We're going to be going up to Lock Haven April 15th. We're going to be going – actually, Morris, Pennsylvania is the name of the town. There's a really awesome store up there called Nesmux.
Mm-hmm.
And the guy, it's just like an old-time – I guess you could say hardware store, because he's got like old guns and traps and backpacks. I mean, it just looks like something from the 20s or 30s. It's just really cool. Knives and axes and the whole nine yards.
You wouldn't like any of that stuff.
No, absolutely not. Absolutely not. Fishing supplies, whatever. He literally lives in the region where Nesmuk used to wander.
Mm-hmm. Just for the listeners, Nesmuk is
one of my like inspirations. He used to be a an outdoorsman and writer from the late 1800s.
Okay, so he kind of started writing about what you do now.
Yeah, right? Like he's also like kind of the father of the ultralight movement, because he was such a little guy.
Mm-hmm.
And he always did backpacking and canoeing. You know, back then everything was heavy, leather and all that, and these canoes were heavy. So he's famous for making really lightweight canoes that he would use and portage around up in the Adirondacks.
Okay.
Very prolific writer. He wrote a book, I think it was called Woodcraft and Camping. Woodcraft and Camping. Kep Hart's is Camping and Woodcraft. And
the other guy.
Yes. He predates Kep Hart. He's famous for that. He was also a poet. He wrote a book called Forest Runes, and I love the poems from that. I like his writings and all that. And he was also one of the first people that realized in the late 1800s that we were losing our woodlands here and all that. You know, back in his day, they were really logging everything heavily. Yeah. And he even says in his one book, he's like, yeah, he goes, where I camped, it's now nothing but devastation.
Wow.
And, you know, but he wrote for like the early like Field and Stream and all that, you know, he was into that trying, you know, get out, go camping, you know, it's healthy for you and all that stuff. So he's very, very inspirational.
Sorry. So that's Nesmuk. So
yes. Sorry.
You're going to this place.
Yes. I'm going to this place. It's called Nesmuk. They have a spring gathering. So I'm going to be there. I'll probably be doing some demonstrations, selling some stuff, you know, axes and wool, all our normal retinue. Knives and all so that.
Where can people find information on that?
Look on Nesmuk hardware store or whatever on Instagram, and it's the Nesmuk Spring Gathering. It's April 15th, and it's up near Morris, Pennsylvania. So right.
Try to send me the link. I'll put it in the show notes.
I will do
in
case that.
If anybody's interested. Rumor has it you're going to have some cold handle pans coming up.
Yeah, I got a lot of them actually. Yeah, so I'll probably have some cold handle pans there too to sell. Uh-huh. A lot of people like them. They're nice because you season them like a cast iron. It cooks similar to cast iron, but they don't weigh nowhere near as much as cast
really
iron.
Really light, easy to
yeah, they're really cool. So you're using an old pan, but you're not carrying this 6-pound lump of iron into the woods with you.
I was making a joke because I always keep an eye out for those sheds. I found them some. They're sitting right by us. That was my joke about
you're one of the guys that gets some of the inventory from us. So let us know what's out there. But we'll have that. I still have some of the blankets left.
Okay.
There's only three left.
They're super nice. These are super nice wool blankets.
They were a limited run. I don't think we're ever going to do it again.
Oh, wow.
It's a special color. One guy bought two of them. He loved the first one, and he actually bought the second one. And I know they're a little expensive. than normal, but these things, they're queen size and they're very thick wool. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, you felt it, you've seen
super
it.
Super warm. They're nice. Very so. Nice. All right, Chad. Thank you.
Thank you.
Foil printing. That's what this is called. When we had the other one, Allison, I called it metallic printing. Mm. I looked it up. It's foil printing.
Okay. Foiled again.
And this is Aubrey North. Aubrey North has done many of these prints. The artist. Mm-hmm. I'm not sure if that's who did. The previous one we sold wasn't signed.
Oh, okay. But I think we got them like at roughly the same time. So maybe they're from the same artist.
That's what I'm thinking. Maybe. Yeah. In any case, this is a larger foil print. It's framed in a metallic frame. You said before that these don't, you can't reframe anything in these.
No, if I think these are the kind that like you destroy the image if you try to take it out of there because mm-hmm. it's all glued together.
But it is framed?
Yeah, you can hang it by the little easel back kind of thing in the back or rest it somewhere.
Yeah, I believe this is a bar now.
Yeah, it's bigger. Is it like 11 by 14 maybe?
I didn't measure it, but... Yeah, in that range. I'll put the sizes in Etsy thing. And I'll put an image of this in the show notes. And if you click on that, it'll take you to our Etsy shop where you can purchase this and other curiosities of the week. While you're on Etsy, make sure to check out our other wares. Some of my music is there. Wilderness Geist 1 and Wilderness Geist 2 Pandemonium. Both my dark ambient things. Made from sounds that collected on various paranormal investigations. Pandemonium is made just from the sounds we recorded that weekend at Pandemonium, the first really intense weekend we went up there. But some of my other music is there as well. My books are there. If you get them from Etsy, they come signed. I just sign them automatically. You don't even have to ask. Strange Familiars t-shirts, stickers, patches. Allison has many, many antique photographs up there and more. Check it out. Our shop name is Lost Grave, but if you type in Strange Familiars, you should see our stuff come up. Chad mentioned some stuff he's adding to his Ruck Rabbit Outdoors shop, so make sure to check out that, and check out our friends at Karmic Garden as well. Do you have anything you'd like to add, Allison?
Nope.
You're all out?
Yeah, I'm fresh out.
Fresh out. All right. Well, thanks for listening, everybody. We'll be back soon with more Strange Familiars. Strange Familiars is a production of Dark Holler Arts, music, books, art, podcasts, and more. Intro and background music is by Stone Breath. If you want to hear more or purchase music, you can go to stonebreath.bandcamp.com. You can find Strange Familiars on Facebook, facebook.com/strangefamiliars, where you can join the Strange Familiars gathering group. You can find us on Instagram @strangefamiliars and always on the web at strangefamiliars.com. Thunder, lightning, and rain, all night long.
Big money on your next project now at Menards. Update your home with low maintenance vinyl windows from Jeld-Wen. They're durable, energy efficient, and are low maintenance. Menards carries over 100 different size and style options in stock, ready to take home today. Say big on Jeld-Wen windows now at Menards. And don't forget to check out our flyer on menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.